past Christmas, so I can't say to you Merry Christmas. So I'll just say Happy New Year. We're coming right up to the time when this year is going to be history, and we're going to face another new year.
因为已经过了圣诞节了，所以我没有不能给你们说圣诞快乐。但是呢，我们还没有过新年，所以呢，我可以很高兴给大家说新年好。然后呢，我们马上2015年就要过去了。There
is a sense that we are very happy that we're here to face another year.
我们在迎接新年的时候都是很欢欣的。But
as we do face this year, we need to understand and recognize as children of God that there are things in the new year that we're going to have to ask God to be with us and help us through.
作为神的儿女，在我面对新的一年的时候，我们看周围的环境，我们真的是要 就是求神来帮助我们，给我们帮助，来面对新的一年。
I told you the last time I spoke about the fact that we have to keep our pipe, our conduit, our whatever you want to call it, clear between us and Jesus.
我们上次的时候我讲过，就是说我们要让我们这个流通的管道，就是让神的爱能够从我们身上流出去，要保持我们这个管道是清洁的，不管什么东西堵住。
And when we do, we recognize in our heart then that He is constantly with us, flowing in us, giving us that grace that we need.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就能感觉到神在不断地和我们同在，他的恩典就是从我们身上，他的爱从我们中间流出去。But
sometimes we are not happy Christians.
我们但是有的时候我们并不是一个很喜乐的基督徒。There
are many times that there are those who feel very despondent, very sorry for themselves, wonder why they're the way they are, why is God allowing this in my life? They're not happy Christians.
但是有的时候呢，我们是很灰心丧气的，我们就在觉得说，神为什么，我为什么会是这样的？神为什么会允许这样的事情在我生活中发出现呢？
For you see, their pipe isn't clear.
这样的话呢，我们的这个管道就不是畅通无阻的。
Actually, the Bible tells us that we build strongholds.
圣经上告诉我们，很多时候呢，我们在我们的那个生活中有很多坚固的营垒。
Actually, a stronghold is something like ISIS had on Damascus, if you listen to the news.
就是如果你听到呢，就像这个营垒，就像在那个大马士革那个伊斯兰国他们所建的这个建筑的营垒。And
we see that they tried to get them out, but they haven't been able to.
你知道在那个叙利亚，他那个大马士革，这些想把这个伊斯兰的这个 ISIS 的这些人给赶出去，但是还没有办法把他们赶出去。Because
they have a stronghold there.
因为这些伊斯兰国呢，他们在那边建了个很坚固的堡垒。So
a lot of times we think of these strongholds as in battles and in wars.
很多时候我们讲到这个要塞跟堡垒，我们就会想到战争。And
you know Jesus told us we are in a battle.
你知道主耶稣在告他警告我们说我们是在征战之中。
We are in fighting part of the eternal war.
我们是在一个永恒的征战当中在作战。
So that means that if I am not having the clearness from myself to Jesus, I may have a stronghold in my heart, in my life.
当我和主耶稣之间的这个管道如果不是说很畅通的话，有可能是在我的生命中有一个要塞，有个堡垒。
The one that is glaring is unforgiveness.
其中有一个呢，常常出来就是不能饶恕。You
see, when we have unforgiveness in our heart, we're not going to have that flow from Jesus.
当我们不能在心里边有这种不饶恕的时候呢，从我们跟主耶稣的这个中间，你跟他的关系就不是畅通无阻的。But
it's not always unforgiveness. Sometimes it's self-pity.
有的时候呢，不是这个不饶恕，而是自怜。Feeling
sorry for ourselves.
你就觉得自己好可怜呐。
Wondering why life gave it to us this way.
为什么我的生活会是这样子呢?
Why is the Lord allowing this?
为什么神会允许这些事情发生呢?
So we have built a stronghold of self-pity within us.
所以我们在我们的生命中呢，我们就建了一个堡垒，就是这个自怜。
Sometimes it might be the stronghold of power.
有时候这个营垒呢，就是一种对权力的渴慕。
There are so many strongholds. One of the worst today is pornography.
有很多很多的这个堡垒，但是现在呢，这个世界非常糟糕的，最严重的一点就是黄色的影像。
There was a time that as a preacher you would never think of saying pornography in front of your congregation.
在有一段时间呢，你作为一个讲道的一个牧师，你从来不会说在这个教堂上面你会给大家讲到这个黄色录像对的人来讲这件事情。
But we're living in the day when they tell us in our counseling, be sure that your preacher has something on there that blocks pornography off of their computer.
就是说他们就现在呢在我们的这个协谈上面呢心理上就是研究也发现就是说在你要告诉你的会众在你的这个电脑上呢一定要有一些那些屏要有一些保护这样的可以把这个黄色这些网站呢可以给它删掉不让它进来。
We look at our teenagers and we think they're young, they're innocent. No, honey, they're not.
我们看看我们的年轻人我们觉得他们好年轻他们好这样的。
Pornography starts at 7-year-old.
你知道最好最小的时候很多时候这些小孩子最早什么时候接触到这个黄色的影像吗七岁的时候。
iPads and internets, and it's so easy for these things to come up. Some of our children are in rooms where we think they're doing something good. They're watching pornography.
有的时候这个孩子呢当他们在那个如果电脑上呢你没有装这些过滤的软件或者怎么样他们在 iPad 上啊或者电脑上他们就会接触到这些东西有时候你觉得孩子在他的房间里做功课实际上他们在看这个黄色的这个东西
That is a tremendous stronghold.
这个会变成一个非常非常强的一个营垒非常坚固的要塞
It is nothing but a downward pull in the life of the person.
这个对这个来被这个黄色影像这种抓住的东西呢他真的是对他就是往下拽对他的生命就是完全被陷下去
And then he tells us not only strongholds but imagination
不单单是说这种营垒还包括你的想象
He tells us that we to get rid of our imagination so be careful to watch those
就是将各样的这种想象这样的计谋你要能够认识到这些东西
See, imagination is something only exists or happens in our mind
这种想象呢只是在你的头脑中
sometimes we call them scenarios
有的时候我们把它就翻成一种观想
others call it maybe daydreaming
或者有的人就说做白日梦
And some people call it just plain lust. Lust.
有的就是很明显的说就是一种情欲。
You know, I recognize that in all of their testing and things, they recognize that men have a hard time in this area.
他们在这个实验当中就很明显就显示出来说男生在这方面就是特别的软弱有这是他们的一个非常一个弱点。
They are aroused by sight.
他们只要看到一些能刺激到他们东西，他们的就会有反应。
And they can have battles over this. Good men can have battles over this, but they have to keep fighting it.
甚至就是说，那个很好的这个男生呢，他们也在这方面也是有很也是有征战，但是他们要不停的征战。
So we have to be careful, for the Word of God tells us in 2 Corinthians.
因为我们要特别的小心，在哥林多后书第十章三到五节，我们我可以回去看。
It says there, and though we walk in the flesh,
说我们虽然在血气中行事。
Now this is one of the things, children, you have to understand.
所以年轻人，你们要了解。
We have something that's called.
我们有一个东西叫称为血气。
That's what keeps you from obeying your mother and father.
这个血气，这个肉体，让你不能听爸爸妈妈的话。
That's what keeps you of knowing how to lie a little bit.
所以呢，这样让你知道怎么样跟爸爸妈妈撒点小谎。
Even how to cheat a little bit.
或者在哪边骗一下。
That flesh in us.
那个在我们里边的这个肉体，这个血气。
Don't you smile over here? You've got plenty of flesh.
你们不要笑他们，你们自己有很强的这个肉体跟血气。
So he said, "We're going. Don't walk in that flesh."
我们虽然是
，For we do not war after the flesh.
我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。
So you say, "I have an addiction."
你说我有这个，我有这个上瘾了。我上瘾了，我没法停下来。
My addiction is eating.
他说我的这个对我来讲我妈咪说他自己的这个他的瘾呢就是吃东西
I can say that because that's the closest one to me
因为那个对我来讲是最我能经我有体会
But you see that's in the flesh
那个是血气那个是肉体
So the only thing I blame is the flesh
所以我只能责备呢就是
I'm just sort of weak that way
所以我就说我就是这样天生就是这样所以我就是说这是我只能责备这样
Paul was trying to tell us, listen here.
但是保罗想要告诉我们说
You think it's your flesh?
你想到你的血气你的肉体
He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not the flesh, but mighty through God to pull down those strongholds.
保罗说我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
So he's saying, in our flesh,
虽然在我们的血气在我们的肉体之中
we do have weaknesses.
虽然我们有软弱在我们的肉体是软弱的
we can even blame it sometimes on our genetics.
甚至我们可以就是怪我们自己的这个基因不好。
But what it is a warring against God.
但是实际上这个征战是要对神的一个征战。
But he said, God is the one that when I have a stronghold,
但是当我们神是这位，当我们有营垒的时候，
goes rampant,
当我们这样子就是说有这个不好的想象的时候，
God said in ourselves many times we cannot fight it.
有的时候在我们自己，我们靠着自己。
But it has to be the power of God.
我们不能靠着自己征战，必须是靠着神的能力。
But that means you've got to believe in God.
但是首先呢，你要相信神，相信他有这种能力。
He's going to be a part of your being.
他要成为你生命中的一部分，成为你的。
Not just a head knowledge.
不单单是头脑中的知识。
But a heart knowledge.
而真的是你这种心里，你的生命跟他有连结。
So as we do that, he said, okay, I can help you with the flesh, but he went on to say something else.
但是保罗说，对神说我是可以帮助你的肉体，但是呢，保罗继续说。
He said we got something to do.
我们也有工作，我们也要做。
He said, "You cast down those imaginations."
说你要将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人。
And everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
就是说，我们的责任是要将各样的计谋拦阻人。
And bring every thought into captivity.
我们要攻破这些东西，然后将人所有的心意夺回。
Even thoughts to the obedience of Christ.
都顺服基督。
Okay, now he's telling me I have something to do.
所以呢，这个神的话语告诉我，我也有责任，我有事情要做。
So I just can't look at this pornography.
就是说，我是不能再看这些黄色的影像。
Can't do it.
但是我也没有办法，好像没有能力来不看。
God said I have power to do it.
但是神说我有能力来做。
But there has to be something you do.
但是呢，神有能力，但是你要去做。
Something that we do.
但是我们自己要去做。
You see, it would be wonderful if God would zip zap it.
如果人就这么一挥手，我们就没有这种增。这种愿望，这种正在多好。你说神他是神，他有这种能力，就这么一挥手，我们就没有这种。
Because if we have nothing to do with it,
如果我们自己不需要征战，什么都不需要做。
After he zaps it today,
神就把这个一下给拿去了的话
，we'll be back looking at it tomorrow.
然后我明天可能又转回去又继续看。
What we need to recognize is that I have my part of keeping my life clean.Between me and God.
在我跟神的这个关系畅通无阻清洁的这个过程中呢我自己也有我要当尽的责任
Now how do I battle this?
我怎么样来征战呢
You know, you don't do anything that doesn't go through your mind.
你做任何事情之前其实这件事情都是经过你的大脑的
Actually, my uncle had some sort of a disease that he had to tell himself to take a step.
就像我的这个我的一个叔叔或者舅舅他有一种病他要走路他都要告诉自己我要走一步所以他每次要他之所以能走就是他告诉自己我要走下一步
So within our mind
实际上我们的这个思想里边
is the secret of many of our problems
是我们这个问题的很多很多的问题都来源于我们的思想里边
He's saying we have to work together at this
神说我们要这个要一起你要和神同工
Have you ever had anybody say, "Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that"?
有没有人对你说，哦，对不起，我不应该这样做
？You know they're not sorry.
你知道他们并不真的说他们对不起。
They did that out of politeness.
他们只是说有礼貌，说哦，对不起。
They just, it wasn't from the heart.
他们并不是从心里真的感觉难过，就是真的是觉得对不起。
You know what I found out about God in my life?
我发现在神在我的生命中是怎么样的呢
？I grew up in the church.
我在教会里长大。
I learned how to say I'm sorry.
我当然学会说怎么说对不起。
I even learned how to say, Lord, forgive me.
我甚至会对说神啊，你饶恕原谅我。
But that's about as far as it went.
但是就到此为止了。
But there came time in my life that I really was sorry.
但是到我的生命到了一个地步，我真的是对神说我对不起。
And this is the place that we have to get to. Lord, I'm sorry. I want to get rid of this stronghold. I want to be different. I want these imaginations that are constantly bothering me. I want you.
你到了一个地步，你真的说神呐、啊，我真的是对不起，真的，我真的是想要摆脱这个，在这个不要这些营垒，我真的想要生命不同，我真的想要就是你在我的生命中居首位，你要到这个地步。
So what do we do?
那我们怎么做呢
？All my life.
在我的生命中。
I OCD, I think I did, but anyhow.
我告诉你，我强迫症。
All my life, you could make me feel guilty.
你知道吗？在这个
saying a word.
你就对我说一句话，我就会觉得愧疚感很强。
I fought this thing almost all my life.
在我的生，我基本上整个一生都在跟这个愧疚感来作战。
Sometimes it would be a crushing guilt.
有时候是那种把我压倒的那种罪疚感。
I would go through some very hard things with my nerves and my depression and things because of this guilt.
有的时候因为我的这个神经，我的这个整个人就垮掉，就是因为我有这种很强很强的罪疚感。
It wasn't real guilt.
其实那个不是一个真正的罪疚感。
You can make me feel guilty very easy just by saying something.
你就可以让我非常容易的感到这个感，就这么随便对我说一句。
It became something in my life that I had to settle with God.
如果是一些东西是我必须要跟神要搞要弄清的。
And as God began to work in my heart,
然后神就开始在我的心里工作。
I didn't have any counselors.
我没有任何的这个协谈师。
I didn't have anybody to show me the way.
然后也没有人告诉我应该怎么做。
And as He began to work in my heart,
但是在神在我生命中一点一点的工作的时候
，somehow He made me realize,
不知道怎么样，神就让我真的能够意识到
，don't accept the guilt.
神就对我说，你不要去接受这种罪疚感。
I really knew the difference between the guilt of God and that guilt.
我真的知道从神来的懊悔跟这种罪疚感的这种区别。
The guilt from God would break my heart.
这个从神来的这个懊悔呢，真的是让你的心破碎你的心。
That some of you live under.
有的时候
other guilt just is a sometimes a terrible load on you.
有的时候，但是这个别的这种世界上就是这种罪疚感呢，就像一个很重很重的负担压在你的肩头上，压在你整个人身上。
I began to do it.
然后我就开始这样。
I began to take my mind.
然后我就开始把我的思想，我的心思。
And do what God told me.
然后做神要我做的。
So when I would start, you say something, I start to feel that guilt. I would say, I don't accept it.
所以当我又感到罪疚感的时候，我就对你说，
I don't accept it.
我不接受它。
And I think about, I start to think about some, and
你知道，真的是这种很令人很惊奇。
All those years I struggled under that.
我这么多年，我一直生活在这个罪疚感之下。
And when I began to say, I just don't accept it.
当我对神说
，Don't accept it. It lifted.
当我真的对神，当我真的学习，就是说对神说，我不接受他，这个就挪走了。真的是非常非常的令人惊奇。
And if some of you would control your thinking and your mind, you would be amazed.
当你真的是能够，你也学习，你也这样来控制你的心思意念的时候，你会看到这种结果。
Sometimes you don't even hardly know a person you don't like them.
有的时候你甚至不知道你不喜欢一个人。
They didn't do anything to you.
他们也没有怎么对你做什么事情。
You just don't like the way they are.
你就是不喜欢这个人的处事方式，你不喜欢这个人的态度。
And you build that up in yourself. I don't like that.
然后你就慢慢的心里面就对这个人就开始那种不喜欢越来越多。
You know what that is? That's in the imagination of the mind.
这个其实这个东西完全就是你想象出来的，在你的思想当中。
And the Bible tells us you guard against that.
圣经上说我们要防卫，要保护我们的心思。
And I'm still guarding against it.
我现在还是要在我的心思中。
When I feel the least something in my mind, I push it aside.
然后当我感到一点点的这样的。
It works, my friends. It works.
当我一感到一点点的这种，就是我对谁这样有这种不喜欢或者有这种成见的时候，我就把它给推开，真的是有效果，真的是可以这样。
Now everything isn't only within us.
并不是所有问题都在我们
里边。There are external things.
有些是外在的，有些是外在的事情。
External things that brings fear to us.
有些这个外在的这种环境会给我们心里带来恐惧，甚至给我们带来危险。
External things that can draw us away.
有些这个外在的东西可以把我们引离正道。
People, imagination, philosophies.
哲学、人周围的影响都可以把我们带离正道。
But this is what Timothy, what Paul told Timothy.
在提摩太前书，保罗这样对提摩太说。
He said, "This charge I commit unto you, Timothy, my son."
他说，我儿提摩太呀，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你。
According to the prophecies that went on before us.
照从前指着你的预言。
that thou might be mighty in this war with a good warfare.
叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。
Hold your faith and keep a good conscience.
长存信心和无愧的良心。
Which some have put away.
有的人就丢弃了这个良心。
And then they have shipwrecked.
就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。
So as I look at the external things in life,
所以当我看到这个生命中这个外在的事情，
I have learned that they can tear us down and bring fear.
它有的时候可以把我们撕碎，可以给我们的心理中带来恐惧。
But our battle is to hold our faith.
我们在这方面呢，我们要做的是什么呢？就是要抓住我们的信心。
Pain, hard to feel faith. When you're in utter pain, you very hard to feel faith.
当你身体上很痛的时候，那个时候很难抓住信心。
And right away there can come that pity in your heart.
然后马上可能心里就会有那种自怜说。
And come the reason, Lord, why? Why me?
然后你会说神呢，为什么是我？
All kinds of things, and they began to play in your memory and on your thoughts.
然后这些就会在你的思想中开始这样子开始转。
One time a lady said to me when my house was destroyed,in a hurricane.
然后有一次我的房顶呢被那个飓风给吹，
she said, oh,
房顶给吹掉了。
Swartz, why would this happen to you?
然后有个姐妹就说
，You go out into the mission field and you're preaching to people. Why did it happen to you?
她说那个妈咪，她说这种事情怎么会发生在你的身上呢？你是宣教士，你到处去讲道，你也去中国，为什么这个那个飓风会把你的房顶给吹掉呢
？Now I could have drank that in like a cup of coffee.
我可以那样，就像喝那个我不在意，就像喝咖啡一样。我就会觉得，对呀、啊，怎么就是我这么倒霉了？怎么是我？我每次我都十一奉献呢。
I call out working by me.
我也天天都去工作，为什么我这么倒霉呢
？I looked her in the face and I said, "Why not me?"
我就对她说，为什么不能是？为什么不是我呢
？My roof was bad, so why not me?
都我的房顶本来就很不好了，为什么不是我呢？
People and external things can begin to come in and make these imaginations.
所以这个有的旁边的人还有发生在这种事情，会就进来，然后让我们的这个让我们的想象，我们的心思呢，就变成一种最后就变成你生命中的营垒。
So you say then we're very vulnerable.
然后我们其实是很容易受伤害的。
Not really.
并不是这样。
The vulnerability, of course, is in us, not in God.
当然我们是很容易受伤害，我们很软弱，但是神并不是这样的。
So he said, you know, you can prevent yourself from having these.
你可以就是有预防性的不让你自己有这些东西，不让你自己有这些问题。
He said, because you know, it's the flesh.
你知道其实这个是你的肉体。
That gives you these problems.
是你的肉体给你这些问题。
And you know, as we see here in James, James hit it right on the head.
在那个雅各书，雅各讲的就是真是。
From whence comes wars and fightings among you?
雅各就说了，你们中间的征战斗殴是从哪里来的呢
？Why do we have wars?
为什么我们有征战呢
？Why are millions being killed and slaughtered?
为什么现在有这么多的人被屠杀
？Why do we live under the threat of it?
为什么我们好像就站在这个门槛上呢？
Because the flesh of man.
因为人的这个肉体，因为人的私欲。
Do you know what a lot of this problem in the Middle East is?
你知道中东这些很多问题是什么吗
？Oil.
是因为那边有石油。
It's oil.
是因为石油。
America, Russia, England, France—they all don't want anything to happen in the Middle East. They want to have their hands on the oil.
因为美国、俄罗斯。英国他们不想那边有事情。因为我们的私欲，我们就想说这边没事儿，因为那边有很多的石油储藏。我们包括我们这个美国这个国家，这个很多的问题是来自于自己的私欲。
He said you lust and you have not.
圣经上这里说，你们贪恋还是得不到，你们杀害、嫉妒又斗殴、争战也不能得。你们杀害、斗殴也是得不着。
But the fact is, he said, "You what you should be doing."
但是这里讲到说，你应该做的是什么呢
？Ask me.
你要问神，求问神。
So what he's saying is that we can have a lot of things that clutters up our life.
所以这个讲到就说，在我们的生命中，我们有很多的事情就这样的堵在我们的生命当中。
Timothy, Paul said, Timothy, no man that wants to engage or wants to be a win a war.They don't entangle themselves with the affairs of it.
保罗对提摩太说，他说当人在军中当兵的不会将事物缠身。
We get tangled up in all of the ends of.
为什么有时候我们会在征战中失败呢？因为我们有很多的事物缠身。
So what he says, don't keep your life cluttered.
所以保罗就说，你不要让你的生命中有各种各样的事情把你缠住。
Don't let the cares of life.
不要让这个今生的忧虑。
That's probably one of the hardest things for us.
这可能这个今生的思虑可能是对我们最难的一件事情。
Sometimes we're bowed down with the cares of life.
有时候我们真的是被我们今生的思虑，被我们今生的这种责任给拉下去。
Just have problems with your teeth.
就比如说牙齿有问题。
And you go and they look into your beautiful mouth.
然后你去牙医那看看你这个很好的这个美丽的牙齿。
Oh, you need 3 crowns.
然后说你需要三个做牙套。
They're only $1,200 a piece.
For one?
That's $1,200. 一个牙套只要1200块钱。And suddenly there goes our budget.
然后突然之间
你就发现。And we worry, how are we going to pay for this?
然后你就想，天哪，这我怎么能付这么多钱呢？
What did Jesus say?
然后主耶稣是怎么对我们说呢？
Cast your cares on me.
说，当将你的顾虑交给神。
So we're worrying and we're letting the cares push us in.
我们征战，所以我们让
keeping God from really flowing through our lives.
我们让这些思虑呢，把我们压下去，然后我们不能让神。
We recognize that we're fighting against Satan.
我们知道我们在跟撒旦征战。
He's there. He's the god of this world.
撒旦是这个世界之王。
Whether we like it or not.
不管我们是不是喜欢，我们承认。
He said, "If you're not a child of God."
如果你不是神的孩子。
You're a child of Satan.
实际上，你就是撒旦的孩子。
For Satan was given that privilege.
因为撒旦他有这个特权，他在那个伊甸园的时候，他就得到了这个特权。
And Jesus never questioned it. When Satan tempted him and said, "I'll give you all of this."
当撒旦就是来诱惑基，来诱试探耶稣，就对他说：“我把这个都给你。”
Jesus didn't rebuke him.
然后主耶稣没有斥责他。
For he had been given.
确实，撒旦他有得到这个世界。
So a lot of your things that you do, you think is your own.
有很多事情你觉得是你自己做的。
Don't fool yourself.
不要骗你自己。
Much of it is the thinking and the thoughts and the power of Satan.
很多这种想法都是在撒旦的权势之
下。So remember, we're fighting a battle.
所以你要知道，我们是在战场。
And we can't lose.
我们不能输。
For the word of God said.
神的话对我们说。
Fleshly lust destroys the soul.
就是。
That's Ezekiel 18:20. Okay. So we see then that.
在以西结18:20上讲到说
，It's a no-win game，
就是说你的这个肉体会带来死亡。
We can think what we want，
我们可以想一想我们到底需要的是什么。
We can gather all the philosophies，
我们可以把所有的人世间的哲学都放在一起比较一下，看一下。
We can say it doesn't matter，
我们可以说没关系啊，我不在意。
And but quietly at the end， those that would not， they're lost。
但那些。最后的时候，如果那些没有跟神有关系的，最后就是永远的灭亡。
That hurts me.
真的是那个让我想起来，我心里都非常的痛苦。
But it hurts God more.
但是这让神更难过。
This week somehow that's his words came to my heart.
这个星期神的话真的进到我的心里。
He doesn't want anyone to perish.
圣经上说神不愿一人沉沦。
That's God's desire.
这是神的心愿。
He wants all to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
他要所有的人都能得到这个救恩的知识，能够认识主耶稣。
But it's ourselves.
但是那个在于我们。
We fight, we war,
we let the
flesh overcome us.
我们征战，我们都。
We don't keep our pipeline.
我们让这个我们活在肉体之中，我们不让我们跟神的关系清洁。
But now Jesus didn't leave us without weapons.
但是神并不是就是让我们没有任何征战的兵器，神是给我们很这个大能的兵器。
Sometimes they're simple weapons.
有的时候，这个兵器是很简单的兵器。
But they have to be connected with faith.
但是这个武器你用的时候，必须要有信心才
能用。Not that I've heard other people. I hope so. I hope God does. Believe that He will do it.
并不是说，我听到别人怎么讲，而是说，或者我希望这样，我希望神会这样做。你要相信，真的有这个信心。
Jesus looked at those men and he said,
主耶稣看着那些人说什么？
That if any two of you on earth,
如果你们中间哪怕有两个是个人，
that you shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
主耶稣说了，你们当中哪怕有两三个人聚集，
are gathered together, there I'm in the midst.
说说你们中间若有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为你们成全。
Now, Lord, I want a new car.
你说神呐、啊，我想要一辆新车。
And I want one of those nice ones with lots of bells.
我想要那个 bells。
Oh yes, we call them bells and whistles.
就是说那种高档的那种。
That's the American term. When you get a car full of everything, it's bells and whistles.
OK, 我不太清楚这个，就是说美国人说有那个铃铛到处响，就是那意思，就是这个车是很高档的车，有各种各样的那种特点，就是反正很好的车，就是高档车。
And I go to Dorothy and I said, let's agree on I get a big car with nice bells and whistles.
然后我给那个师母说，他说真是感谢神，他说我这个。
Because the Lord said anything I ask for,
他有一个大车和很响。
I believe the Lord would say to you, Swartz, you've got a Buick outside. Not many bells, not many whistles, but the wheels turn.
妈咪说，哦神，我相信神对我说。你看看我给你进，我看我给你这个车是个美国车 Buick， 没有很多那个，没有很多铃铛，没有很多很好的东西，但是那四个轮子是会转的。
Because he said he's not going to give us things we lust after.
神并不会给我们我们心里边就是那个非常想要的那个情欲上想要的东西。
Well, when I have a son that's not serving Jesus.
如果我有 mean your
spirit. If I had a son,
如果我有孩子的话，如果我的儿子是不能服侍神，
I believe that this would say, go to one of your friends, and both of you agree that he is going to find the Lord.
所以呢，这个时候你就要去跟你的朋友一起祷告，就是你们一起祷告，说他有一天他会认识神，这个孩子会认识神。
Oh, I wait a month.
然后我，比如说你有一个孩子，你这个孩子不跟随神，我就是说你就什么。然后你就为你的这个儿子祷告，你祷告了一年，什么事情也没有发生。
Lo and behold, I die and nothing happened.
然后呢，我都要死了，这孩子还是没信主。
God didn't answer my prayer.
你就说神根本就没有答应我的祷告。
Oh, yes.
你等着。
You'll be surprised.
你会多惊奇，神会怎么做
？In one of our churches, a man came in 80 years old.
我们教会里面曾经有一个人八十岁信主。
His mother and father had been members long, long time ago.
他的父母在那个教会里
，prayed for him.
已经好多好多年前，一直为他祷告。
And at 80, he knelt before God.
但是这个人呢，到八十岁才信主。
Oh, his mother never saw it. His
他的妈妈当然从来没有看到。
But his prayer, the prayer that they prayed, went on until he could bring that man to the place of humbling himself.
但是真的，这个祷告呢，一直在持续，直到最后，这个人到八十岁，他能够谦卑下来接受主。
I walked into a hospital room.
有一天，我去一个医院。
And there was a man there, one of the men of the wives and children of the church.
这个人呢，他的太太跟孩子来我们教会。
I liked him a lot. He wasn't a Christian yet.
他还不是一个基督徒，我很爱他。
He was well in his 80s.
他也在八十多岁了。
He had a mother, a wife, and a mother, and I think a mother, at least a wife and children that prayed for him.
他至少是我不知道他的妈妈是不是，但是他的至少是他的妈妈和他的那个孩子，还有他的那个孙子都在为他祷告。
He was one of those men that everybody liked.
他是每个这个人虽然不是基督，但每个人都很喜欢他。
Nice guy.
他是一个很好的人。
But as I walked into that room,
但是我进到这个医院的房间的时候
，I looked at him and there was this granddaughters and his daughter.
然后我就看他的孙女儿啊，还有他的外孙女跟女儿都围着他。
And two nurses came in.
然后两位护士进来。
They'd gone to get the doctor.
然后就马上就去叫医生了。
Because he had stopped breathing.
因为他 stopped or stopped.
Stopped.
然后他的那个
，and they said he's dead.
然后他们就说他已经死了。
About that time, his daughter,
在那个时间，他的母亲
，when they said that, she threw herself across that bed, across her dad, and screamed. You know, and the girls were screaming. They didn't want him to go out without knowing Jesus.
然后他就是在这个时候，那个护士说死，他的女儿就扑到他的身体上，就开始尖叫。然后他的两个外孙女也开始尖叫，因为他们不想他这样没有认识主就离开这个世界。
And he opened his eyes.
然后他就睁开眼睛。
And he came to himself.
他突然就好像就是清醒过来。
And there.Which he wanted to give his life to Jesus.
在那个场上，他愿意把他的生命交给神。
And the Lord forgave him right there, if I remember right.
神就在那个床上，就是真的是饶恕了他的，赦免他一切的罪。
And it did something. He was so happy.
然后神对他所做，让他
非常的高兴。He had a grandson that was close to him, and he said, "I gotta tell him. I gotta tell him what Jesus can do."
然后他就对他有一个他很爱的一个外孙，他就说，我要告诉我这个孙子，还是他说我要告诉他神为我做了什么。
His grandson did come.
然后他的这个孙子还是外孙就确实来了。
And I think it was either two or three days later.
然后就两三天之后
，He died.
然后他就死了。
You see, we can't put limits on God.
我们不要跟神设界限。
We can't put him in our little box.
我们没法把神放在一个我们自己的思想的一个小盒子里边。
We can't say because he didn't do this when I wanted it. Oh no!
你不能说神，我想让神做的时候神没有做。
But he said to us, "If you want something, the two of you agree." Because
如圣经上神说，如果你们有两三个人奉我的名同心合意的求什么事
，Sometimes we use intercessional prayer.
有时候我们用这种代祷。
God comes to us sometimes with such a burden.
神有时候把一种那种
and we may have to pray and fast for that.
负担放在我们心里边，然后我们就开始心里要祷告，要为这个人进食祷告。
God does some wonderful things.
神真的做事很奇妙。
With this praying and fasting.
就是你们禁食祷告。
I remember one of our boys from our area, his father and mother are missionaries.
我有个地区有个男孩，他的父母都是基督徒，都是宣教士。
He had a terrible bicycle accident.
他这个男孩子就出了一个很
重的一个骑自行车。Was unconscious for I don't know how long.
他就是整个就出了车祸，然后就昏迷，不知道多长时间。
And there went up a great deal of praying for him.
然后那就很多人为他很长时间祷告。
God brought him through.
但是神真的把他带过来了。
And his brother-in-law had a little boy, just a little fellow. I don't remember if he was only three or four.
他太太就是他的姐妹的先生，大概有一个小孩，大概就两三岁。
And pulled, they had a water mattress standing up. He pulled that on himself.
然后这个小孩呢，就有那个
crushed part of his head. You know, there was, oh, he was in a bad shape.
但是另外一个小孩呢，他就是他家里边有个水床。
They didn't think he would live.
结果那个水床的水都冲出来，这个小孩的头颅都被破了。
And another great time of prayer went up for that boy.
觉得他活不下去了，但是大家就开始为这个小孩子祷告。
And he got better.
然后这个小孩就好一些。
And that little boy.
那个小男孩。
Will go tell the postman about Jesus.
这个小男孩虽然很小，他就会。
They said every place he would go after that, he would tell them about.
他就会告诉这个邮递员，或者他去哪儿，他就会告诉这些人关于耶稣的事情。
So many times, then we need to have some prolonged prayers.
有的时候我们要有一个长时间的祷告，我们要有一种热诚的祷告。
And praying in His Spirit.
在灵里圣灵里的祷告。
I remember when I was in Antigua one time.
有一次我在安提阿的时候。
As a missionary.
那是一个宣教士。
And suddenly something came over me.
然后突然之间呢，我心
里有感动。And I knew there was a woman in Russia that was going through a terrible time.
我知道，我就能想到说，在俄罗斯有一个女士突然有经历很困难
的事件。I didn't even know how to pray for her.
我甚至不知道该怎么样为她祷告。
But I just knew that God wanted me to pray for her.
但是我知道神要我为她祷告。
Until that prayer lifted, that burden lifted.
然后我就一直祷告，就把这个就是有这个负担。
I don't know who she is. I may never until we get to heaven. I will never until we get to heaven.
我不知道她是谁，我可能只有到天堂上。
But the power of prayer is not put in a test tube.
这个祷告不是像你在用一个试管。
Science would like to put it in the test tube.
你知道做科学试验，你喜欢用这种试管不同的试验。
But you'll never put God in any test tube.
但是你从来不要把神放在一个试管里边。
And we're going to face some things in the future.
在未来的一年里，我们
会面对很多。Faced before.
可能是我们从来没有面对过的。
We're going to face probably persecution.
也许我们会面对逼迫。
We're going to become second-rate citizens.
我们可能会变成二等公民。
We've already started.
已经开始了，在美国。
They're taking all the prayers out of this.
他们说这里也不许祷告。
They said, told the lady, buy your stamps this year with the Christmas pictures on it because we're not allowed to print them anymore.
他们就说给大家说你要买那种有那个圣诞节的那种邮票，赶快买，因为以后就不能再印了。
So we have to realize through faith and prayer, God is going to take us through whatever it is.
靠着信心，靠着祷告，我们可以面对。
God is well equipped, my friend.
神是大有能力的。
You know, a fellow that used to write to us in China.
He was
an evangelist.
他是一个传道者，他常。
And he would go out. That was during the time of the communist reign, and he would go out and preach, and they would get him and take him into prison.
他有时候他在那个早，就是还比较那个严的时期，
and they would,
他去祷告，他去传福音，然后。
They would beat him.
他们就会把他放到监狱，把他放到下到监里，人就会被打。
And he said, "You know what?"
他说你知道什么吗？
I couldn't even feel it.
他说当我被打的时候，我都不觉得痛。
So you see, when God takes care of His children,
当神照顾他的孩子的时候
，He will take care of us.
神会照顾我们。
Then we want to see that we have some attendants around us all the time.
我们有一些
Oh, I like this.
有这个保护卫者在我们身边，有一直在我们
身边。They talk about a guardian angel.
有的时候他们叫说你
的守卫天使。
有些就是说我有守卫天使。
But you know the truth of the matter is.
你知道是什么吗？
We do have angels.
我们真的是有天使。
He said, "The angel of the Lord, the angels of the Lord, campeth around about those that fear."
说神的天使在敬畏神的周围安营扎寨。
Last Sunday more afternoon, we were going back from church.
上个星期天呢，我们就一车的人回家，回后仓。
All of the
牧师团。Pastoral team.
Yeah, all the pastoral team and
your brother team.
We were
all
in the same
car. 就是妈咪牧师母牧师还有唐牧师。
And as we were riding along,
然后就在我们开着走的时候
，suddenly we felt something.
突然我们就觉到什么东西。
Not a flat tire.
不是说那个车胎破了。
The wheel came off the car.
那个车轮。
The wheel.
飞出来是车轮。
All of it.
所以 all one.
The hub, the everything came off.
因为那个车轮呢就。先弹起来，把那个。
And I was amazed.
我真的是很惊奇。
How quick we stopped.
那个车，我们的车
，really?
轮子跑，但是。
Because if you've ever had a flat tire, you know how the car goes.
如果你的车爆胎，你知道那个车爆胎了以后，
But God was with us.
就会到处乱开。
That wheel went across that road, I don't know how many miles an hour.
那个车轮一个
It went over the green and up the green and right across where the cars were coming, and we were saying, "Don't hit them! Don't hit them! Don't." Finally, got across.
然后最后这个车轮呢，就经过那个草地往前这样翻，不知道多少迈。然后就有车高速上嘛，他们是在下口的时候，那个车轮飞出去的。高速上很多车，我们就说不要撞到那个车，不要，因为那个车速很快。如果那个车轮撞到，就很。
No one will ever tell me the angel of the Lord.
没有人告诉我说这个天使。
His angels were around about us.
这个神的天使真的就在我们旁
边。We could never have stopped the way we did.
我们你知道抱着他你不可能那样快就停下了我们从来不可能那样快
So the angel of the Lord
所以神的天使
is with us
和我们
The angels of the Lord This is their job
这是他们的工作
In Revelation John toward the end there was an angel he fell on his knees to worship him The angel said get up
在那个启示录的时候约翰看到有个天使他就俯下来敬
拜他。He said, "We're just like you."
天使说：“你不要拜我。
We obey the truth of God.
我们就是像你一样，我们就是神的仆人，我们遵从神的真理、神的话。
And He has sent them to watch over His people.
神送他的天使来保守他的百姓。
You said that why are so many killed?
那你说，那为什么很多基督徒都被杀了呢
？They're getting ready to populate heaven.
因为他们准备好要充满天堂，让天堂的人口增加。
Do you know how easy it is to die?
你知道？多人死要死有多容易吗
？If they shoot you or chop your head off，
如果他们把你的头一下子一枪崩了，或者把你的头一下子，
just
那么一秒钟。
And the next minute they're in.
然后下一秒钟，下一分钟，你睁开眼睛在天堂了。
Because he said, when the last martyr is killed，
当圣经上讲的很清楚，当那个殉道者的人数满了之后，那是圣经上讲的。
I'm coming back，
神就会来。到了神有他的时间。
So as children of God, we say, Lord, whatever, we're just your vessels, we're your children, whatever.
所以你对神说，不管怎么样，神，我是你的器皿，我是你的孩子。
But let's see.
那我们来看看。
I want just for a few minutes. We're almost.
我们很快来看一下这些天使。
Let's see how the angels were for Jesus.
看这个天使怎么样来保护耶稣。
It was an angel that announced his birth.
首先呢，是一位天使来宣告耶稣的降生。
An angel that told Joseph to take Mary as his wife.
有主的使者来告向那个约瑟，告诉他去娶玛利亚。
An angel warned Joseph to flee to Egypt.
一位天使，主的使者告诉约瑟去 去逃到埃及。
An angel ministered to Christ after his temptation.
那个在耶稣受试探之后，是一位天使来服侍他。
An angel brought healing to the pool of Bethesda.
说是天使呢，在那个伯赛大的那个池子边里边来带来到那个水流
的。An angel ministered to Christ in Gethsemane.
然后在主耶稣在克西马尼园祷告的时候，也有天使来加添他力量。
At the resurrection.
当主耶稣复活的时候，天使也在场。
It was two angels that looked up in the heavens and said, "The same Jesus, as he's going now, is coming again."
也是天使在那个主耶稣升天的时候，对他的门徒说，同一位耶稣这样走，他也会这样下来。
But you say that's Jesus and I'm me.
你说那是主耶稣，
well,
那是我是我。
Let's look at the other accounts.
让我们再看看。别的人
It was an angel that stopped Abraham from slaying his son.
也是一位天使停下来让亚伯拉罕不要去杀他的儿子亚。
An angel appeared to Gideon before the battle.
在基甸征战之前，天使对基甸显现。
An angel came to Solomon to Samson's mother predicting the birth.
然后也是天使对参孙的母亲显现。It
was an angel that stretched his hand over those outside of Israel and killed thousands of them.
也是天使在这个西路撒冷的外边，然后降灾，有大概有民间死了70,000人去。
It was the angel that shut the mouth of the lions.
是天使，我们都知道但以理的故事，天使关住了。
Angels have revealed revelations to prophets.
是天使是向这个约翰显示了这个启示录。
And the angel is with us.
这个天使真的是和我们同在。
We should never put the word chance.
我们从来不要说好运气，好运。
We should never say, "Well, it just happened."
你不会说就这么发生了，就运气。
It was just luck.
你不要说哦，运气真好。
I'm finding out, and I have found out.
我已经发现
that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father.
所有良善的美善的恩赐都是从上面来，从父来的。
And every time something happens to us, and we say, "Oh, thank the Lord, what it could have been."
如果每件事情发生，我说感谢神，可能这个事情会更糟。
If our eyes could have been open, we probably would have seen some of the angels watching.
如果我们要是神把我们这个眼睛能看到，我们真的可能能看到
天使。We're in a battle.
我们是在一个征战之中，在战场上。
A battle sometimes in our flesh.
有的时候这个征战是跟我们自己的肉体，有的时候是跟外在。
We're coming up to the end time battle.
你知道吗？我们已经到了末世，当了我们到了末世的征战。
But look up, my friends.
但是往上看，朋友。
Jesus said, "When that comes, look up, because your redemption is drawing nigh."
主耶稣说，当这个都来的时候，你就要昂首挺胸，因为你得胜的日子已经近了。
With all the things that's happening in this world today, and they are.
对，我们看看周围发生的
事情。Can you imagine a flood in the desert?
你可以想象在沙漠中竟然有洪水吗？
Just this week, the country of Yemen,
在也门，
which is a desert,
那个也门是一个沙漠国家，
became flooded.
但是这个沙漠国家竟然被洪水淹没。
With a, I don't know what it was, whether it was a hurricane, tsunami, whatever.
不管说是那个海啸还是那个。
They got more rain in a couple hours than they get for the whole year.
他们在一两个小时所得到的降水量超过整年的降水量。
One place, let me think. Anyway, there was one place that's having constant earthquakes.
在有一个地方就是一直不断的地震。
All over, different things are happening that the scientists say, well, maybe it's this, or maybe it's global warming.
不知道，然后科学家说可能是这样，可能是那样，可能是全球变暖。
God said there's going to be signs.
神说会有天上会有记号。
And things are going to happen.
会有很多事情发生。
He tells us in Jeremiah that there's a city called Damascus.
有一个大马士革。
And Damascus is the oldest running city that we have in the world.
You mean the oldest?
Oldest city.
Okay, 大马士革是人类历史上最长的一个城市。
He said, "But Damascus is going to become like rubble."
他说大马士革
会变成乱堆。And no one's going to live there.
甚至没有人会住在那儿。
They already have the outside around the suburbs of Damascus is in rubble already.
现在的大马士革的这个城郊已经变成乱堆了。
Bombed and
有的地方也被炸弹炸毁或者是被烧掉了。
Well, that just happened.
你说那就是这样靠运气发生，就是不小心这样发生的吗？
It happened because God said.
因为圣经上神已经说了。
It's going to happen. You know, friend, you can go on now.
你现在可以继续。
Wondering if there is a God.
你就会继续想哦，你在猜说是不是有一位神呢
？You know, God never makes man believe him.
神不会强迫人会人为去相信他。
God invites you to believe.
神是邀请你来相信他。
But you know, for your own good.
但是为了你自己的益处。
You need to find out.
你需要去研究去发现。
That the God of creation.
这个创造宇宙万物的神。
Is the God of prophecy.
是预言的神。
Is the God of eternity.
是永恒的神。
God bless you this morning.
神祝福大家。
If you think I've been hard, I'm sorry.
如果你觉得我讲话太严厉了，我对不起。
No, I'm not.
我没有觉得。
I feel like I have to warn.Because we don't know what 2016 is going to bring.
我觉得我必须要警告大家，因为我不知道2016年会发生什么事情。也许
the coming of Jesus.
也许主耶稣会在这一年再来。
Oh, you've been saying that for years.
你说你天天都这么说，每年都这么说。
Hundreds of years.
已经几百年都在这么说。
But Jesus can't, you know, he knows we're a little funny in the head.
神知道我们，当然我们有时候我们的想法。
And so Jesus said, you know, you can't know the day.
神说了，主耶稣说你不知道哪一天
，because I don't know the day，
因为我们没有人可以说哪一天是会。
Only the Father knows，
只有天父知道。
But then he turned and said, "You see that fig tree over there?"
然后主耶稣马上转过来说，你看那个无花果树。
You see when those leaves are coming in the?
你看到那个无花果树的叶子变绿的时候，你会说什么呢
？You know what season？
你知道现在是什么季节了
？So he's telling us，
所以主耶稣告诉我们
，We don't know the day，
我们虽然不知道哪一天
，but
那个时候
we can know the season。
但是我们可以知道这个季节。
Begin to search God's word for the season.
然后呢，你就开始读神的话，你开始来看这是什么季节。
God bless you, love you.
神祝福大家，我爱你。
That's why I preach this way.
为什么我就是这样来讲道
？I could really preach you pretty sermons.
我可以讲一个。
But I don't have time for that anymore.
但是我不太，我可以讲个就像一般的讲员讲的，但是呢，我现在没有那么多时间了。
When I pray and ask God to help our church,
所以我就一直在祷告，求神帮助我们的
教会。I want us to become a church that's fallen in love with Him.
我真的是想我们的教会是对神，真的是一个爱神、
that's living a life for Him.
真的是生命都是完全为主而活。
That's waiting for Him.
然后也让我们在等候神。
God bless you.
神祝福大家。
谢谢妈咪给我们这么好的信息。